We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I like to talk about and why. I like to talk about football because I'm a huge football fan. Fantasy leagues, stats, who's going to win the Super Bowl, you know. It's just always something to talk about. There's always controversy and good plays to talk about.
98.7, 1330 KNSS. We are Stephen 10 in the morning. Congratulations to Connie from Goddard. A couple of tickets to the 85th anniversary Kansas Junior Livestock Show barbecue. It is Thursday night at Cowtown. She also has a Prairie Fire coffee mug.
It's a good prize back
couple
there.
Mug and some Prairie Fire coffee.
Wow.
And Ted and I are going to be out there Thursday night at Cowtown. Ted is going to show an animal, and I am going to eat some of the best beef you will ever taste in your life.
Yum.
Wow. So you're going to have great food, celebrity showmanship, and even a gunfight, a simulated gunfight, not real bullets, I hope. 747, Steve and Ted. Now, three big things.
Three.
Hurricane Mariah gaining strength, threatening Caribbean islands.
Two.
Local officials backing away from chicken processing plant in northeast Kansas near Tonganoxie.
One.
Patient charged with murder and stabbing of Wichita psychiatrist. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic this morning near that North Junction really slowing down. Of course, there was an accident there a little bit earlier. Looks like things have cleared up as far as the accident goes, but now just heavy traffic in that area. Also watch out on K96 approaching the North Junction there at I-135. All running pretty slow. We've also got a traffic slowdown right now in Wichita, and this is on Kellogg, especially eastbound near Seneca. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and warmer today with a high of 93 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 72. Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high near 90. Now a fair sky, 68 degrees. South wind at 10 miles per hour. Steve and Ted. 7:48 now with Steve and Ted. And Steve and Ted, WichitaPerch.com poll. It's the exciting new survey that's sweeping the nation. You can see it at our webpage, knssradio.com. This week, we celebrated National Cheeseburger Day. And, in honor of that, we have a poll about cheeseburgers. And how do you like your cheeseburger dressed? Well, we have four categories. Exotic, which is avocado, chili, hot links, chorizo, mushrooms, stuff like that. 5%.
Okay.
Fried eggs,
yeah,
5%. 10% say plain, that's cheeseburger and bun, 10%. Pretty simple, ketchup and or mustard, maybe a couple of pickles, 35%. I come in there, I like them with mustard, onion, and pickles. That's the way I like it. So I get in there at 35%. But number one, deluxe. That means bacon, lettuce, tomato, onion, mayo, pickles, all of that stuff on there, 50%. About half of you really like the load of condiments on there. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerch.com poll. See it at our webpage, knssradio.com.
Yeah, weigh in.
How about that? We want to know what you think. The zoo in Wahpeton, North Dakota has a new animal that's considered spiritually significant in several Native American religions.
Okay.
The Chihinpaka Zoo says it has acquired a white bison named Ska from a ranch in Selfridge, North Dakota.
My.
The Ska is named for the Native American word for white, so the albino buffalo. They didn't have a Disney movie or something about that when I was a kid? Tatanka? Yeah, Tatanka.
You got me on
something
this
like that. Anyway, a white buffalo. We need one of those for the Sedgwick County Zoo.
Yeah, let's get,
of course,
let's get
we
that
didn't
going
want,
on.
Well, we could just spray paint one of them we've got. There you go. Wall Street, yes.
You've always got an answer.
Yeah.
I've
got an idea. Now, they're not all good ideas, right? Wall Street yesterday, S&P 500 index rose 3 points. Dow was up 63. Both indexes closed at new record highs as the market extended gains from last week.
Hey, now.
I'm getting scared.
Nice.
The NASDAQ composite added 6 points. Investors are looking ahead to the latest two-day policy meeting of the U.S. Federal Reserve,
which begins today. Forecasters expect the Fed to leave interest rates unchanged and stick to plans to raise rates in December, but traders will be listening for any indications the central bank could move sooner.
Mm.
They watch those interest rates, something fierce. I don't, but other investors do. Republicans straining to find about $1 trillion to finance sweeping tax cuts are homing in on two popular deductions that are woven into the nation's fiscal fabric. One of them is, Ted, mortgage interest deduction that millions of taxpayers enjoy.
Right.
Those of us who have paid off their homes don't have that, right? The other is the deduction for state and local taxes popular in Democratic strongholds. Okay, so those are two deductions that could be in jeopardy. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada could stop doing business with Boeing if the U.S. company doesn't drop a trade complaint against Canadian plane maker Bombardier. Trudeau said Monday that Canada won't do business with a company that's busy trying to sue us and put our aerospace workers out of business.
Well,
and we had some of them Bombardier workers right here in Wichita.
Well, sure.
How about that? Everything seems to be interconnected, Ted. It is a 7:52, Steve and Ted. Local home building on the rise. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, new home construction increasing in Wichita. Our records show builders in August pulled 110 permits for single-family homes in the Wichita area. That's up from 77 a year ago. It's the third consecutive monthly increase in the number of permits issued and the fourth increase in the past 5 months. Real estate brokerages are seeing home sales pick up. Contracts are getting done, sometimes in a matter of hours. Ameritrust Credit Union has closed its deal to buy the Cargill headquarters building at 151 North Main. Cargill's leaving that building for a headquarters to be built in the former Wichita Eagles site at 825 East Douglas. Ameritrust will move its headquarters to the downtown building from 8710 East 32nd Street North. Ameritrust should be able to move into its new location in the first half of 2019. And on-time flight numbers expected to decline next year, but it's not necessarily due to airline performance. The Department of Transportation is going to begin counting flights operated by smaller carriers and the major airlines' regional partners. Those flights are more prone to delays, so on-time performance from 76% to 83% expected to go down. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, you may have heard us talking a minute ago about moving the original Pizza Hut building out there on the Wichita
right.
State campus and turning it into a museum. And this is going to be great for visitors, you know, bringing folks into the town. I wonder if at some point maybe we should do something with Ted's boyhood home over there in College Hill, maybe mine out on the west side.
Exactly. I thought there were plaques out front describing the boyhood homes. They're not there now.
I haven't seen anything. How about you, Ted? Anything over by your boyhood home? Over
plaque,
there?
A modest gift shop.
Yes,
all sorts of ideas.
Would be good. Yeah, a Steve and Ted gift shop.
Oh, right.
Love that idea. That is a
I do too.
Although I don't know that they'd want all the traffic in our residential neighborhoods near those boyhood homes, Ted.
Oh, that's very considerate of us.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. National IT Professional Day. This is a relatively recent job being the information technology professional in your building. The person
that's not
who
one that started 80, 90 years ago.
Yeah, this is not like a blacksmith or something. This is relatively new, and this is the person. If you don't know who the IT person is, it's the person in your building when you have a problem with your computer. It's the person who comes, looks at it, and says, "Well, that shouldn't be doing that." Right, Ted?
Right.
And then you say, well, what are we going to do? Well, he says, I think we should reboot it. And that fixes it. This is the IT professionals. They make tons of money to tell us those things, right? Have you got one down there? I bet you got several down there at the Business Journal.
No, not really. We've got some folks at corporate headquarters over in Charlotte, North Carolina, who help us out if something goes wrong.
Listen, do you remember the engineer on WKRP in Cincinnati? The guy was the engineer. He didn't make many parts on the radio show about radio.
I don't remember
his
the
name.
He had to have been quite a character.
His name was Bucky. He wore a ball cap. And the only thing on one episode, they had the softball game going on. He played third base. He caught a line drive without spilling his beer. Bucky.
That's an engineer, all
he
right.
He was the IT guy at WKRP in Cincinnati. All right, guys, 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Thank you, Bill. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. with the latest on a hurricane threatening the Caribbean islands, Maria. That's coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.